Hi, and welcome to Jolly's Spring 2022 podcast series. This is Helena Karras, the digital content editor of the Journal of Language and Literacy Education, a peer-reviewed open access journal housed in the Department of Language and Literacy Education at the University of Georgia. Today, I will be speaking with Dr. Catherine Lambert, who is an assistant professor of reading methods in the Department of Teacher Education and anchor faculty in undergraduate literacy teacher education at Texas Tech University. Her manuscript is titled Three Decades of Literacy Pre-Service Teachers Engagement and Research, Operationalizing Critical Reflexivity to Explore Possibilities for Increasing Racial Literacy. Thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to hearing more about your work. So keeping in mind your study's findings and design principles, what specific factors are crucial in designing teacher education programs centered around racial literacy?
Yeah, so to answer that, I reviewed 89 studies that were published between 1990 and 2020 that involved pre-service literacy teachers conducting some kind of action research or practice-based research as part of initial preparation. And so the four design principles that emerged from that work, I think can be really informative. So the first is that it's important to include as many different stakeholders as possible. This particularly included attention to the role of the mentor teachers in those classrooms who were working directly with the pre-service teachers. It didn't appear that it was necessary that they considered themselves action researchers in advance of doing this work alongside pre-service teachers, but just that they were included and that they were valued as teacher educators. The second design principle was that there's this really important tension where pre-service teachers need support learning how to conduct research, but they also need to retain control of the process and in particular of their research questions. So it's really, really important for the use of practice-based research to support racial literacy that pre-service teachers are the ones asking the questions and that their questions are driving those inquiries. The third principle was that this research is ideally conducted in a racially diverse school environment, and it needs to be done in a way that highlights the strengths of those students in that environment. So studies that, for example, would identify how bilingualism is an asset were much more conducive to building teachers' racial literacy than studies where pre-service teachers looked for students' learning needs or something based on data. And the last design principle was just that this research process really needs to be sustained over time. The most common model across those 89 studies was a single course assignment. That's also probably the least effective model, right? Is to just do this once, one time in one class. So we really need to create some more sustained experiences in order to actually support teachers' racial literacy growth.
Okay, great. I'm currently part of the undergraduate English education cohort at UT, so that definitely applies. It's very hard to like integrate that time for research when there's limited amounts of like class theory and class scheduling. But awesome. So as a current undergraduate and a future teacher, I aim to understand the nuances of my own whiteness and combat implicit biases that may negatively affect my future students of color. So since racial literacy is an ongoing process, what are some concepts or actions that pre-service teachers should at least ideally grasp before going into the classroom?
Yeah, I love that question because on the one hand, I'm philosophically kind of Freirean, and I really believe that we are all works in progress and we are becoming. And I think that's consistent with the racial literacy literature that there's no, you know, end point where you get it and you're there. Yet, thinking about teacher certification and working in a pre-service program, we need to have some concrete understandings about what constitutes readiness to leave and to become a teacher of record. And so that's a great, I think, question that you're asking, which is like, what are those foundational things, right, that we need to have folks leaving our programs understanding and being able to do? I think it's one that we can answer from the literature in part, but not completely, because when I looked at the studies, there was inconsistent attention to the demographics of the pre-service teachers in these studies. And so I think as a field, we know a whole lot more about what white pre-service teachers need to learn, because that it has characteristically historically been the trend in terms of demographics, right? We have more, particularly in elementary literacy teaching, we have more white pre-service teachers. And in terms of the research, we see that named more often, right? When we have studies describing samples of teachers, that those demographics are inconsistently named. So I think for white pre-service teachers, that lens of critical reflexivity is huge. And that capacity to do research on your own teaching to uncover spaces where your work could be more equitable is something that is essential to lead with, right? We want you to have that process as a tool that you can use to uncover areas of injustice within your own classroom. And then I think we need to build that resilience to not shy away from those areas or just stop at feeling shame or guilt when we identify that our work isn't as equitable as it could be, but to really use that research process to then design a better approach and to test that approach and to look at the impact of that approach. So that would be my answer. I'm not sure that we know enough about pre-service teachers of color and their experiences for me to provide a good response to that. Just based on the studies that I looked at, there were so few that identified significant numbers of pre-service teachers of color as part of their samples.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. So now switching gears, so considering the fact that Republican state lawmakers continue to introduce bills limiting the discussion of race and systemic inequality in classrooms, how do you think the current political climate regarding the ban of critical race theory will impact teachers' development of racial literacy and intersectionality?
Yeah, I think the first piece is it's going to impact recruitment. It's already impacting recruitment of new teachers into the field. I think this is a very difficult time to choose teaching. You have to be extremely committed to pick a profession where you're going to face circumstances where your professional judgment is challenged by people outside of your classroom, particularly when it comes to questions about race and racism and the way that you address those topics. We're also seeing, you know, in the state of Texas and nationally, an impact on retention. So we have a lot of fantastic teachers who are choosing to pursue other things. And I really am concerned about the loss of those teachers and the loss of their professional knowledge as they leave our field. And then I think it's, you know, there's a lot of amongst teacher educators, right? There's a lot of impacts there. For me personally, I think I struggle with questions around self-censorship and my commitment to engaging with topics like race and racism in my own practice, right? I think I'm really stretched between these questions of, am I doing enough? Am I going to lose my job if I press further? What if I don't press further? Am I going to lose, you know, my self-respect for not having these conversations that pre-service teachers might find difficult? So I think there's impacts on every level.
Okay, great. Yes, the teaching field is very politicized now, and that can be seen as, hopefully we can work through that. The feeling of being underneath like a microscopic lens from like parents is a very scary feeling, but I'm glad researchers like you are looking into this. So, moving on, in your manuscript, you describe how meta-action research can involve teacher educators showing pre-service teachers their own IRB applications, research design documents, data collection tools, and discussing their decision-making processes. So in a similar vein, what do you think are the benefits of having teacher educators use their own pedagogical practices to examine race in educational context and sort of model that research process for pre-service teachers?
Yeah, I want to go back into the study just a little bit to answer that. So one of the really unexpected pieces from this review was that asking pre-service teachers to share their research findings with other audiences had really inconsistent impacts across studies. But there were quite a few that suggested that that didn't really contribute to their racial literacy growth, because when pre-service teachers anticipated sharing their research as part of a portfolio or sharing it with peers, sharing it with one another, they tended to choose topics that were less conducive to conversations about race or less conducive to really digging into the messiness of their own practice. And instead, they kind of chose celebratory things that were easy to answer, right? And so that's where I think this this sort of meta action research piece is really helpful, because that's where I can show within my own research practice how messy it is and how needed it is to revise your ideas constantly, right? And to really keep that open, right? Because learning is when your ideas change. Right. So that's where I try to model the process myself always, so that they're seeing that that messiness is part of the work. Right.
It's not a perfect process, but it's a process that needs to be done. Okay. Awesome. So lastly, I'm just really interested to know how your research and critical reflexivity, action research, racial literacy has informed new projects of yours, maybe new research, new practices in your own classroom, anything along those lines.
Yeah. So one of my upcoming kind of current projects is working with a group of teacher educators who we're working together to try to develop a survey of teachers' racial literacy. And the reason we're doing that is because I think this topic of racial literacy has suffered a little bit from maybe like an emic edict dilemma, where if you look at a lot of the research that's done in this area, it's primarily qualitative, often using case study or ethnography. And those are great approaches, but they're always sort of rooted in this idea that racial literacy is very situated and personal and individual and experiential, which again is not wrong. But from a teacher education program standpoint, that also means it's a little bit difficult to quantify and measure and track over time. And so the concern then is if we don't have tools like surveys that can be used at scale to look for growth in pre-service teachers' thinking, it becomes difficult then to kind of embed this into programs and to make it have the prominence as a topic that it deserves. So with that group, we've been developing a survey and we'll be sharing that work at AERA this month, April. Awesome. So I really look forward to continuing to expand the tools that we have to understand this topic.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Dr. Lambert. So listeners, read this manuscript, check out Jolly's Spring 2022 issue to be published in May of 2022. So thank you for tuning in, Dr. Lambert.
Thank you.